This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Teresa Reed, associate professor of English, who's here to discuss her new book, Shadows of Mary. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Reed, can you give us some examples of the interest in Mary's body during the time of medieval Christianity?
The issue over whether or not Mary menstruated is one that always fascinates modern readers. Medieval medicine was based on an Aristotelian view of the universe in which everything was striving towards perfection. In this system, the female body was seen as imperfect, striving to be like the perfect males. One sign of this imperfection was menstruation. The menses were understood as the formless matter of the world. According to medieval medicine, typical women participated in the final constitution of the child by providing the raw matter out of which the child was formed by the guiding principle of the male semen. Thus, the woman participated, albeit to an inferior degree, in the final constitution of the child. Against the scientific background, the question of whether or not Mary menstruated became a central concern. If Mary is denied original sin via the notion of her immaculate conception, then she does not share the curse of Eve, and being without the spot of sin, she must also be without the monthly spot of menstruation. Ultimately, the church decided that Mary did menstruate, and that this fact made her completely human, and thus capable of passing on humanity to Jesus. At the same time, however, the same theologians who came to this conclusion also developed the story of the Immaculate Conception to explain how Mary could be considered both cursed with menstruation and conceived without sin at the same time. Again, the paradoxical nature of Mary surfaces.
Thank you. This is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.